Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Appearing right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, nice job on Friday, but we heard Jarvis Landry comment on Bull and Fox also on Friday about Odell Beckham. Obviously, Odell is somebody who is incredibly talented, and he has all those connections to Jarvis Landry and apparently seems to be in the inner circle of Baker Mayfield. I see Baker's always out with him. What do you think about somebody like him knowing all that comes with him, the on-the-field talent without a doubt, but also a guy who's going to make media waves all the time?
Well, I mean, if Anthony Davis is already telling people he's not going back to New Orleans, maybe Odell's telling people that he wants to come play for the Cleveland Browns. I'm joking.
You never know?
Yeah, you never know.
Never know, Daryl.
You know, there certainly seems to be a bit of a relationship there. Of course, Jarvis and Odell were college teammates, so everybody's been wanting to pair those two guys together for the last year, it seems, here in Cleveland, ever since the Browns traded for Jarvis. I just don't think that from a salary cap standpoint, it's real feasible for the New York Giants to be able to do it.
Him to go away that bad. Okay, let's get down to the brass tacks of things here, Daryl. Say they were like, you know what, this isn't going
to
work between us. We're not going to buy for a championship. Hey, that's Dave Gettleman's problem, not mine. Say they decided that they wanted to move on from that. Okay, we've seen teams make horrible signings and a year later regret that. God, we've done it twice with two other wide receivers. So this might be a way where people are scared off by it. If Odell Beckham was open to you right now for a one and say, did you get that third back from Danny Shelton? Let me play around here. Didn't we get a third back from Danny Shelton?
Yeah, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so say you want they want the one and the third. You wouldn't make that trade?
Well,
17
it's not
overall.
A matter of what, it's not a matter of whether or not I would trade for Odell Beckham. It's a matter of reality versus fantasy land. And I'm kind of leaning more towards it's fantasy land right now just because of the cap figure and the fact that the Giants just made that massive commitment to him. Of course I trade for Odell Beckham. Wouldn't think twice about doing it.
So, of course, if you wouldn't think twice while you're doing it, I think everything else is just filler. I don't care about the Giants. I don't care about anything else. I think that he's a good wide receiver, and if he were available, you'd make that trade.
Of course I would, yeah.
Bingo.
The reason that I even, and by the way, I'm not sitting here saying no, 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 no. I mean, you have to make sure that your organization is going to be good to handle the types of personalities. Not all do, by the way. I mean, we see this collapse all over the place and dream teams that have been brought together. And right now, everything's hunky-dory with the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield, Daryl and Freddie Kitchens and Monken is here, and they're all on the same page. That's all easy to say right now, but what happens, because Jarvis Landry's a guy who wants a football. Any big-name wide receiver you're going to bring in, if you're going to go that route, especially Odell Beckham Jr., is going to want the football. I'll tell you, the one thing I saw from Baker is he spreads the ball around. He hits everybody. You think Odell Beckham is content coming here and maybe not getting the football anywhere near as much as he did in New York?
Well, I mean, it's got to be understood that that's, you know, the purpose of coming here, and that, you know, you have a choice. You can stay on a crappy team and get your catches and your stats and everything else, or you can come here, get most of your catches and your stats and win football games. And I don't know Odell Beckham Jr. enough to be able to say with any definition as to whether or not he'd be, you know, willing to sacrifice a little. I think that Jarvis Landry is more than willing to sacrifice a little. In fact, I think he did a little bit of it, you know, this past season, his first year in Cleveland.
I think he would need to understand, Daryl, that if he were the only wide receiver target, he would be able to be blanketed much more. If he's on the other side of Jarvis Landry, one of you are going to get the football. And so I think that opens up tremendous opportunities with another actual threat out there. And then, of course, with, I think, Njoku had a fine end of his year. Antonio Callaway, hopefully he keeps his head on straight and comes back and is able to make some plays. And obviously with Rashard Higgins.
Yeah, I mean, it again, all of this sounds great, but what's reality versus what's fantasy land? And that's where I'm torn with it. the trading for Odell would be a brilliant move. It'd be fantastic. I just don't know if they can, if that can actually be pulled off at this point.
Darrell Ryder joining us on the hotline, our Browns beat reporter. So also we commented on the drunken sailor comment that was made last week. I know you touched on it on Friday. I think the average fan, even though we did get one caller say otherwise, the average Browns fan would say spend, 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 because we have seen for years the Browns have had cap space and they've never spent. Now they have a chance to actually do something, and they're a desirable team and they've got a quarterback. How crazy do you think it'll get? Do you think it'll look more like the Rams last offseason, or do you think it'll be kind of like what the Patriots do, steady as she goes?
No, I don't think it's going to be steady as she goes. I think that there's going to be a trade or two made. I think that there's going to be a big-name free agent or two that does get signed. That doesn't constitute spending like a drunken sailor, but I think it's going to be similar to what we saw last offseason. And it was an offseason that saw John Dorsey replace, I believe it was 45 of the 53 players or something like that on the team. So I don't think it's going to be that drastic, but I do think that there's going to be some money spent. Also keep in mind, too, cash spent versus salary cap spent are two different things in the National Football League, and I can tell you the Cleveland Browns have spent a ton of cash the last couple of years. They just haven't won any games doing it, but they've been able to maintain their salary cap flexibility, and it's, you're looking at about a $20 to $30 million dollar differential between what was available to them last year versus what's going to be available to them this year. And last offseason, they spent a ton of money as well. So I think they're going to spend money. I think John Dorsey is going to be extremely aggressive once again on the trade market as well as in free agency. I just don't think that he's going to go on some massive free agent shopping spree where, you know, which we've seen the Browns do in the past, where you sign 4, 5, 6 big-name free agents that wins you a press conference in March versus helping you win football games in the fall, because he's not looking for paycheck players. He's looking for guys that can come in here and compete and play and help this team win football games, whereas for years the Browns, they would make splashes in free agency, and all it'd end up being is they spend a lot of money for guys that came here to cash a paycheck.
Dangerous Darrell with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Who's the second most important Cleveland Brown right now as far as football players are concerned? Players, not coaches or anything else.
Well, I'd probably say Myles Garrett. Baker's number one. Myles is number two at this point.
Myles would be number two. Okay.
Yeah.
Then would you be open towards calling up John Elway and seeing what he would think? I mean, we're spitballing here.
Let's
would you
do
be
it.
Calling up John Elway and making an offer for Von Miller over that?
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's crazy enough to accept what it would be. Say it was a 1 1/3 or something like that. Now, I've heard he wants 2 1s for Von Miller before. So
yeah.
That seems to be a bit steep. There's a lot of money that he's owed.
What did you put him on Khalil Mack go for?
Oh, my goodness. You put 2 1s, two firsts. Okay. So he thinks that sets the price for Von Miller, which it might. Would you be willing to go a little bit deeper and give up 2 1s for Von Miller?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, here's the thing too is you know, we talked about it on Friday, Ken. I'm quite okay if John Dorsey wants to trade 17 for a proven player that's going to come in here and that's going to be able to help elevate this team. I'm all for it. Like I'm quite okay trading that particular pick because you're no longer in asset acquisition mode. You're in spend mode. You're in trying to win mode. So whatever it takes to supplement this roster and get those blue chip players in here that can push you over the limit, and then Odell qualifies, Von Miller qualifies, I'm all for it. Whatever it takes, because I don't necessarily think you have to go ahead and use the 17th pick in the draft to get another rookie in here, because part of the problem is, you know, they got, 11 draft picks this year. They're going to wheel and deal and make some trades here to condense those picks or push some of those picks into the future, because John Dorsey's not going to add 11 rookies to this roster. You can't afford to do that when you're trying to win football games.
I'm telling you what, guys, I am always on pass. If it came to an either or, I'm taking the pass rusher, the dominant pass rusher every time.
Yep.
over the big diva wide receiver.
They need help up front desperately. They do. I mean, you know, we were looking at Emmanuel Ogba. Larry Ogunjobi, I thought, had a nice season last year. But they need another impact player in that front seven to help out Myles Garrett. They desperately need that. And I don't believe that the Browns have that second defensive impact player in that front seven right now. And when I'm talking impact player, I'm talking elite, okay? Joe Schobert, I don't know that he's elite. He's very good. He's a player that I think the Browns need to extend and take care of and keep him in the mix here. But Von Miller's elite. And if you can get a player like that, whoa, boy, next season will be a whole lot of fun to watch that defense run around.
It's amazing to me about how polarizing Joe Schobert can be, by the way, because you have people who think, like, oh, he's a good he's a good linebacker who can cover guys, and there's people like, man, he sucks and we need an upgrade.
He impressed me this year a lot more than the year before.
I think he's very good. Yeah, I think he's a very good player. I don't think he's elite, though. There's that difference, you know what I mean? He's not a marginal player. He's a very good player, but he's not yet elite, if that makes sense.
It does. All right, Daryl, we're running out of time. I got to ask you about the Pro Bowl because I know you were watching it, and you said you were definitely getting paid to cover that, watching it at home.
Yes, I was.
What do you think of this thing? Because I ripped it to shreds opening segment. Ken, I think, enjoys
I enjoy it.
How absurd it is.
No, I love it.
What'd you think, Dan?
That's 3 hours of my life I'm never getting back, even though I was that was my job to do it yesterday. My God. I mean, like, I'm happy Myles Garrett got that sack yesterday, but that was just embarrassing. It just there's no tackling, a two-hand touch, and I get why they do that. You don't want anybody getting hurt. You don't want anyone getting dinged up in a meaningless football game, and that, to me, is the problem. It's meaningless. I'm all for having Pro Bowl players, you know, do it like you do the All-Pro, or that someone mentioned to me on Twitter yesterday, the All-American in college. I think that's what the NFL ought to do for the Pro Bowl. Get the guys together for, like, some sort of skills competition or something like that. But there's too much risk, and that's why you play the game the way you do. But the way it's played, it's just completely embarrassing to the sport of football. To me, it's insulting, quite frankly. You had guys on offense playing defense yesterday. Even the coaches were making a joke out of it. So I think that the game is terrible, and they should just leave it at the stature of you're a Pro Bowler instead of having to have all these alternates and things like that. Because if the game actually meant something, I don't think Jarvis Landry, and nothing against Jarvis, but Jarvis Landry wouldn't have been playing yesterday because the other receivers would have been there. Third or a fourth alternate.
Are you trying to tell me Alvin Kamara wouldn't be lined up as a defensive end in a regular season game? Get out of here.
Pretty darn sure of that there.
That could be the way the sport's evolving. They're all evolving. All right, Daryl, appreciate
it. Mike Evans wouldn't have been playing cornerback and intercepting Deshaun Watson.
That doesn't bode well for Watson. All right, thank you, Daryl. Appreciate you coming on.
You got it, guys.
All right, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When we come back, we found another team that likes to chant as much as this stupid radio show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.